Okay, the end of the Mishnah, we have this din of befanei nechtav einechtam that is not required in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe get Eretz Yisrael. Einet zorach sheyomar befanei nechtav einechtam. Takana was only said for Medina Sayam. So now what happens? So the ged is delivered by the shliach halacha to the woman, and there's no need for the shliach to certify in the form of this declaration. In Yeshu of Odorin, so the Gemara and Daf Tes interprets what Orin means, even though it was noted by one of the Talmidim, the first Shir, the Lashon is Lashon Rabim. So it's interesting that the Gemara ends up saying it's not really a number of people, it's not two people. It refers to the Baal. The Baal is considered to be a Koach, to be Ma'ara, Ki'ilu, there was two. You know that one person could be Ma'ara on the get. And here the Baal has a Koach, Ki'ilu, he was like Shnayim. There are other ways to try to explain Orin, but ultimately the Gemara says what it says. I mean, if you look in the Farshim, they try to say other possibilities. Even Tosis acknowledges that maybe they're Lukuchos. That could be Ma'ara if it has to do with collecting from them. And maybe the Edim could even say that we were not really signing this. So there could be a way to work the word out. But after everything's said and done, the Gemara says Pshat, that Orin means the Baal. So be it. The Baal will come after the fact and say that I don't think this is a real get, it was forged. So then you need kiyum shtaros, yiskayim b'chosma. But this is the general rule that we know that if the person to whom the shtar is to their detriment, let's say a love, the shtar says that the love owes money. So the love has a schus to taina mizuyas. This halacha that if there's a tainas mezuyif, you have to do kiyum in order to neutralize the taina of mezuyif, be it by the lova, as we just said, or in this case the baal, if you see the relationship between the baal's ear on a get and a lova's ear on a shtar hova. But this is clearly from the Mishnah, the sense that there's a koach of the baal to be ma'arer and say the get is mezuyif. So then we require kiyum. Kim Shtaris, this is going to come up on Daf Gimel, Pashtis is a Din Rabbanan. Midaraisa, we assume a Shtar is perfect. Commission Nach reducing the Beis Din, which covers the assumption that everything is fine. We don't suspect any problems. But the Baldavar can come and say, I challenge the authenticity of the Shtar and prove that it's not forged. And then we have to do the process that Rashi, for example, begins to let us in on. What does it mean? It's kind of a chosmav. We have to have the Edom testify that it's your signature, or other Edom recognize the signature, or you have Ksav Yad and Yossi Malcham Acher, and you can compare. So, and then you know the Shtar Mekuyim. Beis Din will therefore put a seal on it, quote a henpik, and that's quote a Shtar Mekuyim. We're going to see this coming up throughout the Tosfos. Shtar Mekuyim, Shtar She'en Mekuyim. Shtar She'en Mekuyim is a problem to the extent that a taina is made to challenge the validity of the shtar. So what we have here in the Mishnah is stating with regard to get a similar phenomenon, that if afterwards the Baal, the Orin, the Baal will come and challenge it and say, as Rashi says, it's Mizuyev, it's Kayim B'chosmav, you will have to Mekayim the get at that point, because otherwise you have now a suffix, given the fact that there's a Taina, now it raises doubts. Okay. Short of that, we're not Choshes. Tosis points out, the im yeshel of orin kain b'chosmav. Avo kozman delo asi baal u'ma'are. But this is only if the baal comes and challenges the get and says it's mezuyif. But so long as he has not stated this claim that it's mezuyif, niseis al pi haget velo taninon mezuyif. Then she has the right to remarry based on the get that was delivered to her, and we will not offer the claim on behalf of the Baal of Mizuyif. Tosa says, the Mishumiguna Kiu Barabana. So the Gemara is going to mention that Mishumiguna, sir, again, an Amid ahead, in terms of the fact that we trust the Shliach with his declaration, even though he's only one aide. Mishumiguna Akiu Barabana, we want to make it easier for the woman. Tosis brings another application of Iguna. Iguna, that she should have it easier not to be held back from being remarried. And therefore, we don't stop her from remarrying if there has not been an Ir HaBaal. Why? Because otherwise, why not Taina on behalf of the Baal? Tanina. And this is now going to go from here to other cases, and the rest of the Tosis is going to discuss what is, in fact, the case with regard to Mamon, where we do have Tanina and Mezuyif, and Tosis has to prove that back and forth. Just before we even go on into the meat of the Tosis, just to sort of get our feet wet from the beginning, just to understand better the relationship between a Taina, a Mezuyif, by a Lova, for example, or by the Baal, and the notion of Taninan. Taninan is a rule that we know throughout Shas. It's called Taninan liyoresh, Taninan lilokeach. The Gemara makes a comment in Bava Basra in the second peg, Zosel Meres, Taninan liyoresh, Taninan lilokeach. In other words, if somebody is not here to make the claim, or the person that comes mikoach, the original person, is not in a position to know, a yoresh, a lokeach, is not in a position to be able to offer a taina to defend himself. So Beis Din steps in and offers on their behalf a taina that the person who's not here could have said. There are different ways to understand the idea of taininan. We're not going to be able to go into all of that. We just tried to get through the Tosis, if that, hopefully. But just to give you one maramakam, a Rashi in Suvas Peizayin equates it with a principle called Psach Picha Le'ilein. Rashi Peizayin, the very end of the Amud, it says that when you're taking a collection from Lukuchos, you have to take a Shvua. You have to swear, the one who's collecting, that it wasn't paid. The Lukuchos are not in any position to know whether the loan was paid. The Lova has no money. The Malva is coming now to collect with a shtar from land that was owned by the Lova at the time of the Halva, which therefore is mortgage, is Meshubit to pay for the Chov. Right? Basic ideas that we've seen already, I'm sure. And the Lukuchos have no idea whether the loan paid or not. So the father could have always said, swear to me that I didn't pay you. So Rashi says that carries over, that we will have the ability to say on behalf of the Lukuchos, since the father could have made the request of the Toveya that you have to swear I wasn't paid. So it's Rashi, Psach Picha Le'ilemu. The Pasuk in Mishlei, and the Gemara uses it in other contexts as well. They are speechless, they are dumb, they don't know, they can't offer the Taina. But the father, the Mocher, were he here, he could. We speak for him. And that's part of the responsibility of Beis Din. That's called Taninan. So Meres, says the Gemara, Bava Basra, Chav Gimel, Taninan liyoresh, Taninan lilokeach. What this entire Tosis Kemat is about is when we say Taninan, so do we say Taninan on every conceivable Taina? Not necessarily. Tosis is going to bring the Hemshech Advarim, a mashal for example, a taina with pikadon. I'm just giving you now ahead of time, a taina of a pikadon that the shomer says nensu. The pikadon got broken, and I'm not responsible for onsin. Shomer chinam is pater, shomer sacha is pater from onsin. So he could say it, but Beis Din will not be able to supply the taina of nensu on behalf of a yoresh, a lokeach, a person who's, or he's not, yesomim, let's just say, right? Why? Tosis says in Bava Basra, because it's very far-fetched. If it would have broken, would have heard about it. Okay. Our discussion, our Tosis, is specifically a taina mezuyif. The Baal Davar himself could say mezuyif and would require, therefore, kiyum. If the Baal Davar is not here making that claim, Tosis is going to go out of his way to show us that Beis Din will, in fact, make a taina of mezuyif. Why would you think not? Tosis doesn't tell us. Tosis and Ksuvis and Bamitzia give us different reasons why not. Tosis Rush brings both of them. We'll get to that. Tosis has to prove that we do say mezuyif. So Tosis works backwards. Our Mishnah is Mashma, that if the Baal is not Ma'arer on the get, she can remarry. Nothing stops her from remarrying. What happened to Tanina? As Tosfos is now going to prove the rest of the Tosfos, that we would say, now were I to say, for whatever the reasons, we haven't stated why not, that Taninan is true for some Tainus, but not for all, and one of the Tainus that Beis Din will not offer on behalf of the Baal Dover is Mezuyif. If he says it, that's one thing. We're not doing it. We're not supplying the Taina of Mezuyif. Then there's nothing to talk about. What can she remarry with this get that the Shliach gave to her without saying the Fanai? What can she remarry? Because there's no Tanina. Mezuyif, we don't... He says Mezuyif, that's fine. Tosfos starts by saying, no, Kozma de Osibal Ma'ar, and he says, for what reason? V'lotel Mezuyif, Mishumi Gona Kibar Abana. So number one, you see the following. You need to have a Taina to require Kiyah. It's not that we're Choshesh on our own. Taninan, in other words, either the Baal Dover Tainus, the Baal Tainus, or we supply the Taina. We would typically do so when it comes to Mamon. We won't do it when it comes to Get. Why not? Iguna. What's the Iguna? It's hard. Otherwise, it's going to be hard. Otherwise, if we say Tanina, what are we going to require now? Kiyum. That's a hardship. I, it's Eretz Yisrael. I, there are what in Eretz Yisrael? It's in El Kaimo? Okay, it's still a hardship. Okay. It's Eretz El Kaimo, so we don't require the Shliach to say the Fana. But Lamaisa, it's still a Tircha. So, Mishabi Guna, Kilber Abanan, we won't require. If he's not, ah, good, then we have the Eretz El Kaimo, we'll supply the Kiyum as needed if it becomes necessary. But we are not going to come proactively and offer Taninan, even though we will do it by Mamon, we won't do it by Get Mishabi Guna. That's the first God of Tosfos. One more Nakuda, just for that one line. What does it mean that the Baal is Ma'arer, Mezuyif? Or if not the Baal, maybe we should do it for him to say the Get is Mezuyif. How does that relate to a classic example of a Tainus Mezuyif on a star, like a Lova? By a Lova, I understand. What's the idea of a Lova? You want to take away money from the, say, I owe you $100. The shtar is Mezuyif. He made it up. It's all forgery. He's a Baal Dover. It's affecting him in his pocketbook. Right? What's the idea that the Baal is going to argue on this get? What does that have to do with him? She has a get. She wants to be married. Who are you, Tataina? Who are you? Where does it come from? And now you have to talk about Taninan on top of that and say, oh, Iguna. But the whole idea is Taninan is premised on the fact that we are tsach picha le'ilem, as Rashi would have it. We can taina on behalf of the person who had the ability to taina. Where does it come from? So what do I see at first glance? Maybe there's other ways to go. Maybe eventually we'll see. But what I see from this line of Tosfos is that, yes, the Baal is considered for this inyan of whether she can remarry. What do we call him? A Baal Dover. It affects him. We have to explain that a little bit. But how did Tosfos know that? Because Tosfos speaks about Tanina. But where did Tosfos see it? He saw it in the Mishnah. Tosfos is talking about Taninan if the Baal doesn't say anything. But what does it say in the Mishnah? In Yeshu Lavoda. That means it's clear in the Mishnah that the Baal has a schus. That's the Gemara Daf Tes. Yeshav Oren Yerid Baal. The Baal has a right to challenge the get. So, L'chayra, the Geder Hadavar is that just like any situation of a star that's coming, that the Lova is told, you owe money. No, maybe I don't owe money, right? The star is Mezuyif. The Baal has something at stake here. He's a Baal Dover. Stam a person can come and say it's Mezuyif. Stam a person. Yerid Baal. So how do we explain that? So get one Havana I think we could just present at this point. And again, the Briska Rav has a whole other Mahalach in this. We'll maybe get to that. But push it. The way push it, Pshat, how we see in Tosfos. What is the inyan of Gerishin? What is the essence of a get? It's undoing what? Ha'isha Niknes. Begimel Drachim, Kedusha, right? Mishnah Kedusha. There's a kinyan that represents the notion of Ishus. The Kona es Atzma, finish the words of that Mishnah? The Beidrach. What did the Miz get? The get is undoing of the kinyan. The kinyan representing the notion of ishus. When a woman is married to the husband, the reshus habal, right, is chal to what inyan? Relating to what inyan? What is the definition of the kinyan isha? So gabe what? What does it mean it's kinyan? That she's usher the rest of the world. Like the Gemara says in Kiddush, usher kuyama kehegdish. Right? She's miyucha to him. She's agida gabe. She can't marry anyone else. The inyan of the get is like the words at the end of the Masechta, hare at muteres l'chalada. That was the notion of kones atzma, the undoing of the kinyan, the breaking of that bond, is the heter to remarry. Memela, that's good for what's going on. That's the era of the Baal. And that's what the Taninan issue would be working off of. The Tos had to tell us we don't apply Taninan because of Iguna Kibarabana. The idea is that her remarrying is showing that the kinyan that he had through the Kedushin, that kinyan has ended. That means he's a baldover. Because the same way Love, the star, is to his detriment, saying, you owe $500. No, he says, Mizuyev. Because the star is coming and saying he owes money, and he says, I don't owe the money. So that's his tie to Mizuyev. The heter that flows from the get is something that the Baal can speak to as a baldover. Because the kinyan is defined as asala kuliyama kehegdish. That's what it means. Niknes. Niknes means she's asara kuliyama. She's tied to the bala. She can't marry anyone else. So the tie to learning misach the gittin. So what's the definition on the most core level of get hareat muteres l'chalad? So therefore, the heter to remarry, that's viewed as something that's the Baal has something to say about it. It's not like someone else is starting, oh, it's Mizuyev. No, this is affecting me. Because it's saying that that kinyan ended. That's the Baal's kind of Mizuyev. That's the era of the Baal. In Yeshu of Orin, comes Tosis and says, oh, but if that's the case, we all know that there's a rule called Tanina. That if the person, the Baldover, is not here, is not able to come in and make the Taina, he's not present, he's not around, is he Somim now, is it Lokeach, or is Chilo Lefanav? We offer Tainan on his behalf. So if, in fact, we have a rule of Taninan, so why don't we stop her from remarrying, speak up on behalf of the Baal and say, Mizuyev? And so is Mishimiguna Kibar Rabban. So let me give you one more mashal, just to make it even more sharp. If this is all the Pshat in the first line of Tosis, so then, would Tosfos' issue of Taninan, Tosfos discussing it in terms of letting her remarry. So if I ask you the following question in Havana, you should answer it very clearly. Would Tosfos also mean to be asking that because of Taninan, we should change the words of the Mishnah and the din should be different? What does the Mishnah say? Hamevi get be'eretz Yisrael. What's the din? There's no need for the shliach to certify that everything is fine, that he saw the ksiva chisavasim as a get. So would Tosis' issue of Taninan speak to that? Ki'ilu to ask Akasha on the Mishnah, that, what do you mean? Taninan, on behalf of the Baal, saves Mizuyev, and therefore we should now require the shliach preemptively, proactively to say b'fanai. The kasha of Tosis, and Tosis had to come and answer me, Shemiguna Kilu, would that have been relevant for the actual din of the Mishnah? Or only, and the answer is clearly, only what Tosis discusses, relating to what issue? That we should say Taninan for what? To prevent what? To prevent what? No. Remarried. Kozma Delosi Bao, Nisei Sapiaget. Below Taninan Mizuyev. So what's the difference? Why is Tosis' issue of Taninan only relevant for the Nekuda that he mentions that's nisus al piaget velo aminan velo tani mizayif. What about in terms of the din of the Mishnah itself? That's not affected by what Tosfos will be asking, and the answer is obvious. Go ahead.
The Rebbe said about the kinnin that once the second she gets remarried, she
for what is there a basis for a tain of the Baal that we should now supply the tain on his behalf? For what nekuda? For what issue? For the issue that he's a baldover about, right? Meaning her remarrying. The giving of the get itself is not going to be stopped because the giving of the get, manashach. The giving of the get itself without the fanai, if it's really true, then the seder, then she can get divorced right now. Give the get. And if it's a forgery, then it's nothing. That's not something that the Baal could come and say mezuyif about to stop the giving of the get. And if we can't talk about tanina. The tanina that we want to use on behalf of the Baal is for the issue that the Baal could be ma'ar on, which is something that is at stake for him as a baldover. How is he relevant to this issue? Because her remarrying, the business paskin, she's now letting her remarry, but that's something that's affecting me because the kinyan of Kiddushin was that she's also to remarry. So therefore, the issue of tanina plays out in terms of the issue of whether nisi sapia get or not. But in terms of requiring the fanai, he can give the get. Nothing could stop, nothing. The shliach can give the get over to the isha, manavshach. If it's fine, it's fine. If it's not, it's nothing. So there's nothing to talk about there in terms of stopping it. The issue is only whether nisa sapia get. Okay, this is, I think, just pashit in terms of applying the standards and the notions of taninan with regard to get. And Tosis now has to tell us why it's not going to play out when it comes to get mishumiguna, but the rest of the Tosis is going to discuss. But don't think that stabazai we don't say mizuyif as far as taninan. No, when it comes to mamon, we say a taina including mizuyif on behalf of the person who could have said it. In this case, it's different as the reason that Tosis gives mishumiguna akil. That's pashit just framing the first line of Tosis. Okay, a couple of people have questions. Avi, Yoni, and anyone else? Go.
Wouldn't there be a reason why the Baala is not Ma'arer? And for example, there's still a difference in the two cases. If you take a case, a typical case of Mamon, where we're towing the Tanya and the Yoresh, then the kid's father isn't alive anymore to make the Tanya, so therefore Basin will make it for him because no one else can possibly be doing it. Whereas in this case, by the get, the Baala is there. If he wants to be Ma'arer, he could.
I don't know if, first of all, it came from Medina Sayyam. What do we know? He said the Shlech Halachim. Oh, in Eretz Yisrael, you're right. It's Eretz Yisrael. You talk about, but maybe it's a different part of Eretz Yisrael.
So we're just going to assume that any we don't, time the Baal is not
Ma'arer. Tanina, the Shalob Befanav. So Shalob Befanav is Shalob Befanav. We don't know how close he is, how far he is. Shalob Befanav means stepping in on his behalf. He's not here. She wants to remarry. Sach Pichal Ilim. It's not the same as Yoresh or you know, Keach, but he's not here. Shalob Befanav is also included in Tanina. Yeah. Yeah, isn't Eretz Yisrael? See, we don't know. We don't know how close he is, how far he is, but it's still, you know, it's still possible that he's not around. Yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
One of the other examples that Tosfos brings is not about necessarily someone died, but
that Halachim Nisayam. Yeah. Tosfos keeps saying Shalom B'Fanav consistently. It's Yoresh, Ukeach, Shalom B'Fanav, all together, the same category. Yeah.
So why by the giving of the get, is that not where he's losing out? It's like that's
giving of the get, the giving of the get is simply the Maisa Gerishin is either. If it's a real get, then that's supposed to be. That's what's supposed to happen. Then he's she's megureshes because it was a real get that was given to her. And if it was really mezuyif, then it's a game, nothing. So there's nothing to taina. Like either it's fine or it's not fine. But you can't not going to be able to stop that because the issue that touches at his stake here is the het nesuin. So that's when she wants to remarry. That's when that would be relevant to come with this. Yeah.
Wouldn't we? I mean, we're dealing with an Aishas issue, so like, why would we say that we don't tie it because of the? Meaning, we're dealing. It could be that the get is possible. And
no. Either she's but the taninan can only speak to the issue that there's something for him to tie about. The tie about is that which we paskin she can remarry. The physical giving over of this piece of paper, either it caused a chalos gerishin because it was a real get that was kedasu kedin, or it did nothing. But that's not something that we're going to step in and say taninan about. That's just what it is. It is what it is. Either she became, but now we're paskining as a result of that. You can now remarry. So that's something where he would have a stake and say you can't remarry because I claim that the shtar was mizuyif. So why don't we do that? Mishumigunaki. Okay, so this is just the pashat, the first line of Tosis, just to understand where it starts. the rest of the Tosfos is now going to shift ourselves away from Gittin. We're going to ultimately have to come back to Gittin because there are going to be other Rishonim. They're going to have other explanations as far as what the answer is, as far as why we don't step in with Taninan and so on. So then we're going to revisit Get. But for Tosfos, which is going to take us a little time, we're now moving from Get to the other realm of Taninan by Mammon. So the bulk of this Tosfos is going to take us through many different Gemaras and Shas, back and forth, details, forthcoming. Trust me, we'll get through it. But Pasha, just to lay the groundwork, it starts off. Why are we going this going there? Because given that Tosfos is so sure, and he's going to prove it, and prove it again, and answer other kashas that might be pushed against it, that there is a valid Taina of Mezuyif within the scope of Taninan, but Get is different because of Iguna. That's how it starts, and then it goes from there to prove the point everywhere else. Yeah?
Can you just explain what is this case of
Iguna? Iguna just means that the woman should be held back. Te'ogena, she should be held back not to be married. So Chachamim often find ways to be makel for the woman. She should not be in limbo. So that's why even today, the word Iguna is used in a present situation where she can't remarry. The Gemara uses it more for a situation of the husband. It's not sure, not clear if he died or not, and if we don't know, then she's stuck. She held back, she can't remarry. So there's a din of Eid Echad that we can believe in Eid Echad that says Meis Baila, and then she can remarry. We have here in the Gemara that we trust the Shliach to say Befanai, Mishimiguna Kibarabanan. The Chachamim want to make things a little easier for her, so therefore they are made to take certain leniencies. Tosfos here too. It would be a hardship to require Kiyum up front and say Taninan. So therefore, if it happens later, he'll be married, then we'll deal with it. But meanwhile, let her remarry. Mishumiguna, we don't want to put another barrier in her place to remarry. That's what Mishumiguna Kibar, not to put a barrier that she shouldn't be able to remarry. So that's what... Okay, so now Tosfos continues. Avo b'mama. Okay, so now we put aside Get as the exception to the rule. What's the rule? Avo b'mamon taninan. Oh, you had a question? Taninan mezuyif. Now notice, three things. Okay, so he's pushing all in the same box. Taninan mezuyif le. Lenifrash alo b'fanav. Umi yisomim umi okuchos. Three examples of taninan mezuyif. If you're trying to collect from somebody not in their presence, from Yisomim, from Lekuchos, we step in and we offer a Taina of Mezuyif. Why would you think not? Again, Tosfos does not tell us. We'll soon fill in. But Tosfos is going to prove it as he continues.
And sorry, Rabbi, just going back. So why wouldn't you suggest that, let's say, a Kohen would be a Baal Dabar on a Gerushin the second that the Gerushin would happen? Like the Yisrael, like she would have to get remarried. In order to him like to really be a Baal Dabar. But in by regular Gerushin, by Kohen, he's not going to be able to remarry her. So,
yeah, because the issue of him being remarrying is not why he's a Baal Dabar. He's a Baal Dabar, so let me clarify again. It's not because he can't remarry. That's an interesting kind of thought that came to you also, but I'm not saying that either. I'm saying something different. The breaking of the Kenyan, which the Kenyan is defined as she's Usser Akuli Alma. She can't marry anyone else. So, and that's a function of the Rishus Habal, of the Kenyan Ishus, of her Isha Niknes. So therefore, when you're speaking about the question of her being Mutter say, so that's something that you can say. He has a Deah, he has opinion about it. He has a claim to, just like Alova has a claim to his money, that he doesn't want to have to pay the money that the shtar says he owes. So the get is a shtar that is speaking to the Kenyan Ishus, which is a function of his Rishus, that is stopping her from remarrying, that therefore she can't remarry because of her Isha Niknes. L'gabe wat is Niknes. She's Asar Kulei Alma. Kehegdish. That's the Gemara beginning Kedushin. So therefore, when we speak about the heter to remarry, so he's not like a stammer person saying it. He's a Baal Dabar. That's the understanding. So it's not because he can't take her back. It's not, that could also be part of his agenda. But you're right, like Cohen, it wouldn't matter anyway. But again, it's the issue of, although if he says it's Mizuyev, then by the way, if it's Mizuyev, Puki probably means he could remarry. But I don't think you have to come on to what you're saying. Unless you say Terech HaGet, okay, sugyas later on, then maybe still have, I'll call upon it, but I'm not saying it based on that. Stop. Just the fact that the kinyan that he had is being undone. Okay. I'll call upon him, b'mama, tanim esuyah f'nefshu l'fanah. Maybe we should, before I even start bringing the proof, go shavkis, what is the issue here? Why not? Why would you think otherwise? Why would you think that taninan would not include the tainas mizuyif? The baldavar, the lobe, would say mizuyif, we require kiyuv. Why can't we, the Bezdin, speak, if it's Shu'al b'fanav, Yisrael m'kuchas, why can't we speak the same taina? That Tos has to say, yes, we do. Don't think otherwise. Why would you think otherwise? Tosus here is silent about that. Can anyone think of a possible svara or two? And we'll see Tosus in two different places actually says two different svaras. Why you would think otherwise? Yeah?
Well, the concept of Tanina Mizuyif, you're basically casting aspersions on every single star that ever makes its way to basis.
Okay,
that's
okay.
Like a crazy thing to assume that it's
okay,
possible.
Okay, so this is what Tosus in Ksuva says. Good, good, good. In other words, because a star is becheskas kasha, right? A star is assumed. We said midaraisa nechkeva, we started before. The whole idea of kiyum shtaros to begin with is only a takana drabana. So where did they apply it? They applied it when? The baldavar says mizuyif. But short of that, we're not going to stop going to come and make such an accusation. We're going to stick with the assumption that midaraisa, things are good. This was what Tosa says in Ksuvis. I gave you selections of both Tosis in, and again, it's once you do Tosis here, you see a lot of the same in Yanin get, you know, mentioned there, so it's not as hard. But here and there, you have some things that stand out. So this is one of the things Tosis addresses, why Tosis, in fact, is not sold on the writer that Tosis is now about to bring, the Lo Shavkis, the Tosis we haven't read it yet. Tosis there is not convinced that that's true. Tosis is prepared to think, Rebbe Hayimidaktik, that you do not say Mizuyif in the form of taninan. That's what Tosfos in Ksuva says, and he tells you why. Min haTorah ein tzarach shum shtar kiyum. Midaraisa, everything is good. Hilkach. Ki tekinu rabbanon kiyum. Here's the lesson of Tosfos in Ksuvis, the middle. Ki tekinu rabbanon kiyum keneged tainas shtar mizuyif. Hani mili ki omar lova dekimle begave. If the lova says, I'm sure, that's a tainas bari. Oh, wait a second. Ooh, the lova says, I'm sure it's mizuyif. Now we have to start considering the possibility that never would have entered into our minds. The lova is kimle. The lova says a tainas bari. But we should create a thin air, a taina of taninan that should have some kind of teeth to affect something which we in our minds are so sure it's not true. Ashtaz becheskas nechkira. So hani mi, the takan of kiyum was limited to when the baldavar says, I know it's mizuyif. Then we say mizuyif. Then we have to start requiring kiyum to counter that. Avo yasmi vul kuchos kineget tainas shoziyif lo tzvichachom edi kiyum. So Tosa says, the svar is, because we're not going to go there. It's just so clear to us that it's fine. The only thing is, if there'll be a taina lodged by the baldavar b'toras vada. This is Tosa in Ksuvis. Tosa in Bam, and Tosa after there ends up saying this way, not like our Tosa. Tosa in Bam Metzia has a different svar. Why you would, here Tosa in Metzia is consistent with our Tosa, then at the end of the day we do say, it's like our Tosis. But the why would you have thought otherwise? Why does Tosis have to prove anything? So he has a different svara. And what's the, anyone know? Want to guess? So Tosis compares it, but then he shows it's not really a good comparison. I alluded to this before. The Taina of Nensu by Pikadon. So if the shomer says nensu, he has a right to make such a tainas p'tur with nenas and patur. But if he's not around, let's say if he's shomim, so we, Beis Din, will not offer the taina of nensu to patur the shomim. even though the father could have said it. And Tosis explains in Baba Basra Davayin, which we'll see the Gemara, and that's because it's a very far-fetched possibility to think that this object became nanas. Had it happened, we would have heard about it. So therefore, Beis Din does not offer taninan on a tana de lo shchicha. So Tosus in Baba Tzia Yud Gimel Beis suggests and then deflects it. He says, "Ein lomar." Maybe we won't offer a taina of mezuyif on behalf of lukuchos and yisomim or shalom lefanav. Lo nitel mezuyif mishum de lo shchicha. And he quotes Daf Ayin and Baba Basra. So there are two different possible reasons, at least, I don't know if there are any more. For now, two Tosas in clearly mentioning two different reasons why you would have thought that the Taina of Mizuyev is not within the repertoire of Beis Din's Tanina. Tosas in Baba Tzia, because it's Lo Shchiach. So Beis Din doesn't offer Taina to Lo Shchiach. The Baal Dabar says it, he said it. Okay, then we have to deal with it. But Beis is not going to tie in a time to the Shchiach, or because specifically the notion of Kiyam Shtaris is specific to this Inyan. We presume everything is fine. We only require Kiyam if the Baal Davis is buried. The Tosus Arash mentions both things over here. Second, you see him? Tosus Arash.
Durabanan also, right? Tosus Arash.
Tosus Arash?
That's the Durabanan.
Yeah, yeah. Both things. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he says, Rishonim also talk about this, maybe Daftes, but the Tosef Rosh Mamish on our Indian, he says two things. He says, first, he starts by saying, Im Enel of Orin, so ain't Sarach Kiyom, she gets to be married. You know why? Because, stop, we're not Choshish, period. And then we see from here, he wants to prove from here by Mama. He talks about how you're nearly didactic. How he starts off, the Nefroim and Ha'adam, Shalom Befanav, Api Shalom Iskayim Ashtar, we can collect from a person without a Shtar Mekuyim, Delo Talin Elei Mezuyif, Kozman Delesei Kaman, the Toyin. If he's not here and says Mezuyif, we don't say it for him. Vechein Mehay Somim, Omen Alu Kuchos, Govet Belo Kiyum. Why? The Dafka, Lovesh, Yodeo Makim Mezuyif Yochalito, and Alu Kuchos Vesomim Lo. I, the father, could have said it. But he says, Nensu lo shchiach, umusa de lo shchichach, lo tani lo yisom, by Nensu, hu adin, taina ziyuf lo shchiach. That's the Tosus in Baba Tzia. Va'od, came in the king mishtaras v'rabbanan, mistake lo tani lo shema de mizuyif. So, mamish, one line after the other, the Tosus Rush brings back to back the two svaras that we just mentioned. Either the fact that we don't taina musa de lo shchiach, only if the person tainas himself, or because king mishtaras v'rabbanan, Memela, Mizuyif is just off the radar. We don't tie in a Mizuyif on the star. Only if the person ties it. Other than that, the star is ironclad. So neither of these verses are mentioned explicitly in our Tosfos, but Tosfos is just so excited about getting to Maskana and to prove it, but obviously there's another side to it. That's why he has to do all these gymnastics, so to speak, to prove what he's going to say, because Lamaisa, you could have said one of these two verses, that you don't say Tanin and Mizuyif either because we presume the star is fine. Kiyum shtar is only required if there's a tainus bari by the person, or because it's tainus de l'shchiach. Yeah.
So those are very good, strong hamdias.
So what changes? It's such a good case for it. So okay, good. Now start thinking, right? So what is the answer? In terms of l'shchiach, okay, there's obviously dargis in l'shchiach, right? Nensu is a l'shchiach on the level of that. Tosis puts it in the ayin of the base in Baba Basra, which some Sira Gemar quoted. That there would have been a call, he says. Why can't you say Nensu on behalf of the Yisomim? He says, the Milsa du Oshchiach, Tosus, the second Tosus on Amid Beis there, Davayin, the Milsa du Oshchiachu, Lo Tanin, Lo Yasmi, Nensu, the Nensu Kala Isle. Aye, the father would have been Naman, fine, but Lo Tanin, Lo Hu. So he adds the fact that we heard about it. So that's a level of Oshchiach that's very Oshchiach. Apparently, yeah. Maybe Ziyuf is not at the same extent of Roshchiach Goyadeh in terms of the other Svar again. So, okay. If he could say it, we'll say it too. We'll Matzach Kiyam even for that. It's hard to know for sure what back and forth is. But these are the two Pasuk Svars. So now Tosus is going to prove it. How does he start with his first proof? The Mamon Tanina Mezuyef Nefesh Shalom Befana Misam Milkuchos. The Imlo came. If you're not going to allow for the taninan to include within its repertoire a tainas mizuyif, then you have a major problem in society. What is that called? Lo shafkis chayi l'cho bria. Translate literally, you have not let anybody live. Okay? You have not left room for any creature to survive. Everybody is vulnerable to be preyed upon, P-R-E-Y-E-D, by sinister people. Sheyuchal kol adam lichtov star milve. So what can all these unruly people do? They'll write, they'll forge a star that says that so-and-so owes them money. Lahachtim edim me'asmo. He'll have edim sign on this document that says that this Reuven owes him money, $1,000. He'll find a convenient way to seize assets of Reuven. V'litrov shelo b'fanav. Misom l'kuchas, you have all different cases. Either shelo b'fanav, misom l'kuchas, the person died. Oh, hachaparayin at that point, bring out the star, unsubstantiated, without kiyum. Meanwhile, he's not there. He died, or he sold it, the land, or he's not around. And now what's going to happen? He'll seize all these guys' assets because of this document. He made it all up. Lo shavkis. So what does Tosfos mean with lo shavkis? Lo shavkis is therefore a reason to know that what? That obviously the takana of taninan obviously incorporates even what?
Yeah.
Even this. Now, something ha'arim pshat, just pshat, as we're learning Tosfos, just pshat, keep cheshbin. How did we begin the Tosfos? How did we get started on this discussion? What got us started? What is this doing here in Gittin Dabbeis? Because by get, it's clear from the Mishnah that if the person is not ma'ara, the Baal is not ma'ara, she can remarry. And Tosfos has to answer, why is that? Why not Tanina Mizuyef? Because Mishum Iguna. Why does Tosfos have to say Mishum Iguna? The only reason that Tosfos is proving that we say it everywhere else by Mammon is because of what idea? Lo shavkis chai. Where does that make sense? It makes sense by Mammon. What are you going to say? By get also what? Lo shavkis chai. Everyone's going to write a forged, someone's going to write a forged get and force a person, I don't think so, but what? What? What's going to happen? And get a person, a woman to be divorced?
She wants to get remarried and God won't
give me a get. That's lo shavkis chai. Doesn't sound right. She's not going to want to let us. Let's say she wants to stay married. She's not going to let it happen. What's going to happen? Lushavkis chai, what? Lushavkis chai baget. I don't think so. Lushavkis chai is specific to the situations of money. So why do you need to come up to Mishum Iguna? So Maram Shif asked this kasha. And he actually proves it from the next line or two of Tosfos. You're going to see it's going to come up again. But let's speak out the answer for now. But it's going to be muchach in Tosfos in another line. So even if you don't want to accept it now, you're going to have to accept it. I'm telling you now anyway.
I'll accept
it now. No, it's okay. No. You have to. You can argue back and forth. But Umayso, what we're saying is MS regardless. Whether it's needed right now or needed in a line from now. The answer is because once there is, once you know from Roshavkis, because it has to be, it's inconceivable that you're gonna let people be preyed upon and have their money seized. And therefore, it must be that there was a takana of taninan even on Tanis Mezuyev. So once that's true in one situation, in one realm, by Mammon, then that becomes the rule across the board. It's not only going to be connected to when Roshavkis applies and when it doesn't. In other words, Roshavkis is just a way of showing, is it or isn't it? In other words, do we accept the svara that we suggested that, Mizuyev is not part of the repertoire of Taninan, it's Roshchiach, or the other svara? Or do we show through Roshavkis, it has to be that Taninan includes the Taina of Mizuyev. If that's what it is, it's true regardless of whether in that instance there is the logic that proves it. We proved it. Once we prove it, that the rule is what it is. Taninan includes Mitzvah. So says the Maram Shif, and you see how it comes up again in Tosfos in a line from now. He says like this, the Mishum Iguna, that's Tosfos' first point, after the Mammon kasvu the Taninan Mishum Mishum de Lo Shavkis, de Mlokin Lo Shavkis, So the whole reason why it says by Maman we'd say Tanina is because it was Shafkis. Him came to get the Lo Shayach Lo Shafkis. He doesn't imagine that the Lo Shafkis by get. It's only specifically the situation that happened by Maman. Lama Niton. And the answer is because we'll see in a minute in Tosis regarding Shtar Nechem Matana so on, that once you're going to have to see that Taninan works in one instance, low plug, and you say Taninan in all cases, and not, therefore get would not have been the exception. Once we know that by Mamon, Taninan includes the repertoire of Tainus Mezuyas within what Besni Katana, then that would be the case by get as well. It's not like, oh, here yes, here not. It's all or nothing. And therefore Tosis still needs to come on to Mishimi Gunaki. And again, the exact application is going to come up another two lines in Tosis further. But therefore, Tosis is proving it because of Lo Shafkis. Is this Lo Shafkis a proof positive? So I noted already before, Tosis and Ksuvis doesn't agree. Tosis thinks that in the Chanami, we don't tie the Mezuyas for somebody who's not here. And he gives the reason that he gave, because it's only when he time is bari. What about the Lo Shafkis? Tosis acknowledges that, and he pushes back against it. Tosis and Ksuvis, again, when you get to it, but he says, to answer the kash of the yes, that Gemara, Nafgamina, Tuva, who's coming to the Din Torah? Because the issue is that the Tanis Mizuli, if only the original Baldover could say it, but not the other person who's not the Baldover, because we won't say Taninan. The Alti Tamas is Tosis B'toch HaDvarim. Im Kein Lo Shafkis Chai L'chol Berya. So how could that be? Then you're not going to let anyone live. Shaharei Min HaTorah. I read this before, but this is specifically responding to the Lo Shafkis point. Min HaTorah Ein Tzerach Shum Shtar Kiyum. De Eidem HaChasum Mal Shtar Nasum Yishnach Karei Dusan Ebezdin. Va'afilu Gazlin Muchsuk Shotzi Shtar Ein Eruli Shetzerach Kiyum. De Lo Amrinan. Hechtim edem she'enam e'atzmo. And as we see a gazlin who has a record, wanted, and he pulls out the star. Midoraisa! Are we going to start creating chashas on the star? No. We're not choshesh for this kind of thing. So what Tosis is saying is going to happen, it's just not going to happen. So Tosis, it's not convincing. It's not going to happen for sure. Lord, min hechtim edem she'enam e'atzmo. Da'afa pisha hu chashla ala mamon. Yeah, this guy's wanted for theft. He has on his record 20 times he stole, still, Mirsas Lichtov Shtar Mezuyev. He still has inhibitions. Even a person who's totally a gazlin, he's inhibited. Mirsas, he's afraid Lichtov Shtar Mezuyev. Pen Yakiru Bezdin Ziyufo, he's going to be caught. Stealing money, he doesn't think he can go, but to go through the process of showing a star document with Eidim, he's going to get caught, he's afraid to do it. Hilkach, and he continues as recorded before, Kit Kinu Rabban Kiyam Kineged Shtainat Shtar Mezuyev Haninu Kiyam Alove De Kimre Begave. That's the part that I read before. So the part right before that, Tosis is saying, Lo Shafkis doesn't bother me. It's not going to happen. It's not, people are going to live. What does our Tosis hold? Yeah, maybe times change. I don't know. There is what to worry about. There are people that are going to do it. This is a concern. And therefore, that is enough of a proof that we will offer a taina of mezuyif. Tosis and Ksuvis disagree. Now let's go through another few hoops here, okay? Again, we're going through Pashit, like, detail after detail. This is, so far everybody's holding well, yeah? We are so far. So Tosis proves the point that we say taina mezuyif, v'nefeshul v'fana, v'som v'kuchos, because of the svara, or shavkis, and as I noted, Maram Shif, if we know it, in one case, we know it by get as well. Get is obviously there for an exception because of iguna. But other than that, we would, it's impossible to say otherwise. Lo Shafkis Chai L'chol Berya. Yeah.
Someone says that Ruvain was shown $100 and then Shimon says, I don't
know
you, I already paid you.
Paid to something else, get to pay. Alright, we'll come to right now. Okay. Bringing us into the next part of the Tosis.
He says Mezuyev, and either way.
He says Mezuyev, then we need Kiyum. Okay, let's press this right now, okay? Then we'll come to the Tosis inside. Okay. So what's the halacha? If you have a person with a shtash in the mekuyim that says that so-and-so owes me money, if he says mezuyif, what's required?
Kiyum.
What if he doesn't say mezuyif? He acknowledges that the shtar is authentic. Another way of saying that is mode b'shtar shiksavo. He acknowledges the shtar was written. He went to the sefer and he had it written that's going to be a halva. Moda b'shtar shiksavo. In other words, he acknowledges it's not mezuyif. But he has another taina. What is his taina? I paid. Now, that taina paraita in and of itself has a strike against it. What's that strike called? Chever from last year, no. Starcha biyadi, my boy. The malveh has the star. He's holding the star. He says, "What? Are you, how can you tell me I pay, that you paid? I'm holding the star. If you had paid, you would have taken the star from me and ripped it up. You would have taken it to you." So that shows us that it was not paid. That's true. There's a strike against it. But what does that Tainus Paraiti have going for it?
Amigo.
What's the amigo?
Zuyif.
He could have said, Mizuyev. He was on his own. He was Modesh, Asher Kosvo. But he could have said Mizuyev. He opted to say Paraiti. So there's a famous Machlokes. He's going to come to our Tosis. I'm giving you already ideas for the Hemshech of Tosis if you can get there yet. Machlokes. He had this in Baba Basra's man. Mode Beshtashik Savo, Sarach Kaimo, or Ain Sarach Kaimo. Namely, translate to our words, do we say that the Migo is, because of that Migo, there is, and therefore he's believed to the extent that the Shtar is still in Mekuyim, he doesn't have to pay. Therefore, he necessitates on the part of the Malva to Mekayim the Shtar. In the same way that if you would say Mezuyif, the Malva would have no recourse to collect unless he was Mekayim the Shtar. So therefore, Modi Bishtashikasa, but he says Paraiti, Sarach Kaimo, once this Kiyum, then the Migo falls away, because the only reason he should be believed against the Shtar that's held by the Malveh is he could have said Mizuyev. But if now we know it's Shtar Mikuyim, so no longer is that an option. Mizuyev is no longer going to hold against the Shtar Mikuyim. So then the guy collects, but Sarach Kaimo. The other man that says Ain Sarach Kaimo means even though he has a Migo, we don't accept it, he's still not going to be believed, and he loses. Okay, so that's as far as the Lova himself. Oh, now get something very interesting. Go ahead.
Why is that not like similar to the case of Pesha Asar and Pesha?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Exactly, the relation between Migo and Pesha Asar, so now the whole world unto itself, probably depends on how you understand what the nature of Shtar and Mekuyim is. That's maybe what you're thinking. Certainly he's a Migo. And Pesha Asa might also be Migo. I mean, he also had this a lot. Remember that fate? I mean, Pesha Asa might be Migo plus, but certainly it's still a Migo. He could have said, you're saying he could have been quiet, he didn't have to say it. It's authentic. Okay, but leave it at that. He's my son, it's a question. Does Paraiti have an emanus with Amigo Mezuyev to necessitate Kiyum? Assuming that it is believed, even though the other one has to start. Now, let's talk about Beis Din. Now let's talk about Tanina. What Tosis is now going to do is says, you're trying to prove that we say Taninan on a Tainas Mezuyif, because otherwise the world's going to go crazy. Everyone's going to pray on everybody else. L'shafkes Chai, people become more vulnerable to these kinds of things happening. So it must be that we can... that we have to be able to offer a Tainas Mezuyev on behalf of the person who's not here. No, Raya. Because there's another defense that we have, which is certainly within our repertoire. It won't be Mezuyev. What will it be? All right, that's what Tosa is about to present. Let's be inside. But now Tosa has to prove that that's good. Let's see why. Miu, Mizeh Inlochia. So he's pushing back against the raya that we call Lo Shafkis. He's pushing back against it. Mizeh Inlochia. Da'afilu lo tanina lo mezuyif. Even if we don't allow for tanis mezuyif, tanina lohu parua. We can taina on his behalf that it was paid. Why can we taina on his behalf that it's paid? Kevan dehu atzmo havimehemen loma parua. Migu di bayam and mezuyif. Now, here's where it gets a little bit sticky. Tosis not elaborating as much here. He's going to do it on Amid Beis, but let's just at least touch the words, what Tosis is trying to say now. There's something a little bit that doesn't sit so well with just saying that we could say paraiti as taninan because he could have said paraiti. There's something that doesn't sit so well with us. Why? What do we start by saying? What couldn't we say? Mezuyif. What could he say? Paraiti? Migo Mezuyif. He could say Mezuyif, he could say Paraiti. What gives him the nemanis to say Paraiti? Migo Mezuyif. What do we want to do with Taninan? We're assuming now that we wouldn't say Mezuyif, it's Lo Shchiach, let's say that reason. But we'll say Paraiti because he could say Paraiti. Yeah, but the only reason he would be relieved of paraiti is because then we go to Mezuyev, and by us, we don't have that option. Who says we can say Tanina, not paraiti? So this Tosa needs to prove in the Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Ayin, and he's going to chazer over this Nekuda again on Daf on the base in the Tosas. So this becomes its own inyan. I can't do everything at the same time. We're trying now just to read the words. This has to be explained. What is the Nekuda here? What is Tosas trying to wrestle with? What is the heart of the issue? Can we allow Taninan on a Taina that he would win with it because of Amigo, but we don't have the other option of the other Taina, we don't have the Amigo? What exactly is this all about? The Tosas needed to prove that we still can say Taninan on a Taina that would win by him with Amigo, even though for us we don't have quote-unquote Amigo. That's what Tosas is now about to prove. And if this is a correct proof, then what is Tosas gaining by this? What has he successfully done? He's knocked off the Raya that Loshavke said it must be that we must be that we have to tie him Mizuyev. No, we can tie him Perua. We can't tie him Mizuyev, we can still tie him Perua. He would say Perua, he'd be believed. Whatever the reason, we can say Perua. Watch this Raya. But for Basa Daf Ayin. The Kaim Alon, Kimanda Umper, Kamurcha Sabayas, we hold like the Manda Umar there. Gabi, again, a lot of words here we have to decipher, just because you have to look at the Gemara. Gabi shtar kis hayotzei al hayisomim. You have to define that. Let me read the words first. Shtar kis hayotzei al hayisomim. We know there are yisomim. There's a shtar that's called a shtar kis. It's a certain type of an arrangement in this shtar. We'll describe it. Rashi describes it in Barichas. The nishba v'gove mechza, that the person that has the shtar that wants to collect from the yisomim because of something that the father owed him, is successfully going to swear on half of the what's in the shtar. Avopala de pikadon tanina luhu parua hulach, but on the other half, that's what he can collect, that he won't collect, because we can say parua, afagav de lo tanina luhu nensu, even though we will not be able to say nensu mishum dav, and yet we could still say parua, mishum daviem hayunem and lo mehechzar tivlach. Okay, now, Tosus assumes that we know everything that there's to say in the, every one of these words. Tosus doesn't need to speak very much. He just, you know the Gemara, you hear the key words, and you know what's going on. What's going on exactly? We know where we're going, but let's exactly fill in the blanks a little bit, okay? Shtar kis, basically, if I were to leave out the nuances of shtar kis with mechza, I would tell it to you like this, but then I'll tell it to you the way it's supposed to be based on the Gemara. It's not complicated. When you hear this, it won't be complicated, but just you have to just make a little bit of an adjustment because of the shtar kis being a half and a half. If you have a situation of a pikadon that has a shtar written on it that Reuven gave Shimon something to watch as safekeeping, shtar pikadon. If Reuven has the shtar, by all indications, Shimon has not returned the pikadon, right? Shimon would want to say Herzartiv. That is coming up against what? Strike. Stachli my bite. Same way with Ahava. Why do I have the shtar? If Shimon will say Nenas, he's off the hook. Shalmachinam Shemesacha Pata Ba'onsa. The Gemara has a suffix there. Would Shimon, the Shomer, be able to say Herzartiv? Even though it strike, it comes up against Stachli my bite. With Amigo of Nansu. So we know by Halva, there's a Manda Amma that says he can say Perumi the Mizuyev, but now not every Shtachmi and Bayi is the same as every other Shtachmi and Bayi, and therefore we have to know what is the Halacha, and if Chisra comes in and weighs in and says, yes, he could say Achzartit. And that's one Manda Amma, that's Manda Matosa going to be alluding to over here. So we're now going to assume, for our purposes, that a Shomer, even though it's his Taina has a weakness to it, because why did he not take the shtar back, but he could say, I returned the pikadon because I could have said nenas. Now, if he's not around, and we have Yisomim, we Beis Din are not going to be able to offer the taina of nensu. That's what I pointed out from the Tosas before. Why not? Because that is mamish lo shliach. There would have been a call had it been nenas. He could taina nensu and be believed. We will not offer the taina of nensu. And yet, we will be able to taina hechzartiv on his behalf. Now, that's without the nuances of the mechza and the mechza. Makes it a little more tricky when you read the words of Tosus and you look at the Gemara, is because It so happens that basically what we just said is what Tosfos is proving. Basically, you see that even though Beis Din doesn't have the Migo, Beis Din doesn't have the power to say Nansu, but the Taninan allows us to say Hechzartiv, because he could have said Hechzartiv, even though his Hechzartiv would only have been based on what? On a Nansu, which we will not support. That's what we need to know. Now, why does it get more intricate? Because when the Gemara wants to be posted the question about this, about whether the Baal is able to say, whether the Shomer is able to say Echzat Migdanen, so the Gemara wants to say it's totally in the Machlokas, in this case, of Shtar Kis Ayotza Yisom. What's a Shtar Kis? It's an arrangement. It's a Shtar that sets up a situation where what you're depositing by the Shomer is has two different parts to it. Palga Milve, Palga Pikadu. So half of what was deposited by you is your responsibility to pay back as a halva. Half is a pikadon with the standards of whatever a shomer would be chayvan, you'd be chayvan, but everything else, it's on my achrayis, not your achrayis. Pala milva pala pikadon. The person died, and now the din Torah comes up with yisomen. With regard to the pala milva, he will be able to collect that half with a proper shvua that's always necessary when you collect from Yisomim. So he has to take a shvua that he wasn't paid, he has a shtar, and he collects the palga milva. With regard to the palga pikadon, that's where the Gemara brings a machlokes, whether he'll collect or not. And one man da Omar says that he will only be able to collect the half of milva and not the half of pikadon. So the Gemara brings this in connection to the question of why won't he be able to collect the half of Pikado? It must be that this man Omar is of the opinion that father could have said what to defend himself on a Pikado? What could father have said? No? Hazartiv. I returned it. With a migo of what? Of Nansen. And therefore, same thing with Beis Din. When this Yisomim, Beis Din will supply the Taina Chzartiv, and therefore, all you're going to be able to collect with your Shvua is what half of this arrangement? The Palga? Milva. So you see why it's more complicated, because it's a half and half situation. And Tosfos just quotes the Gemara for what it says in the Gemara. But basically, what we're dealing with is the question of whether a Taina of Chzartiv on Pikadon can carry over to Taninan, which is clear in the Gemara, yes. Even though what's equally clear is that what doesn't carry over to the Taninan, the Nensu. So Tosfos is using that to show that, so too by us, you can't make an issue about Lo Shavkis, because what else are people going to do? You have to be able to claim something on his defense, because otherwise people are going to be stuck. There's always going to be these stories being stated that he owes money. So what's going to be? You have to tie him his leaf. No, well, that's another Eisa. We'll tie him parait. Aye, but paraiti is only believed by the person with a migo mezuyif, and we don't have it. So that's what we see in Daf Ayin Amud Bet. We're not going to tie an nesu, but we still can tie an hazart. So then, Tosfos doesn't say much more than that now. But when you're going to get to the end of the Tosfos, Tosfos makes a big deal about this again. He's mayrech again to show me. So again, this has to be explained more carefully. But this is what we want. Let's read the words again now, just to get the flow. Okay, again. How do I know that I can use a taninan on a taina that he be believed with only with amigo on his side, but not that applies to us? The kaimelon command amar, we hold that command amar perkamachas abayis. Gabi shtarkis hayotzal yisoyimim. What's a shtarkis yisoyimim? Palga milve, palga pikadim. The nishba. The Toveya can swear, because that's required to collect from Yisom, you need a Shvua. Begove Mechsa. Which Mechsa? Mechsa Milve. Avo Pau the Pikadon, he won't collect. Why not? We hold that this man the Amar, the Taninan Luhu Parua Ulach. Now, why is that a Chiddush? Avo Gav the Lo Taninan Luhu Nensu. Nishim, why not Nensu? Because it's Loshiatos, it says over there. So, how can it work that we can Tana Parua? And the answer is because Nishim Da Viem, Hayanam and Lamar Zatib, Lach Mir the Nensu. So where are we right now in holding in Cheshvin of Tosfos? Where are we holding? Do we have a raya that we can always tie in Mizuyas? No, because he can always tie in Perua. Tosfos continues. Avo, yesh lo chiyach the tanu l'mizuyav, but I can still prove it. Push back. I have a l'shavkis. Because I have a situation where you don't have the fallback option of paraita. You know what? What kind of a star? Dimlokein, kol echad yechtov star mecher. O star matuna. Reuven, you sold me your field. Look, here's the star. Reuven, you gave me your field as a gift. Look, there's a star. But Reuven's not here. He's coming, Shlo Bifanav. You sold me kuchos. The star is mine. The field is mine. Now what? The world's going to go crazy. People are going to lose their assets. Shtar mecha, shtar matanas, forged all over the place. And we can't do anything because we don't tie the mezuyas. The yachta meidin. The yigbe, shalom b'fanav, miso mil kuchos. The hashta, ain't shaykhul m'paraiti. So what has Tosfos done now? He's pushed back, strengthening again the argument of lo shavkes. Why? Because of what case? Where this, the pushback that he had before that it could be paraiti is no longer relevant. Says the Maram Shif, wait a second. So all that does is it proves that you tie the Mizuyev where? By Shtamecher, Shtamatana. But Tosfos was trying to prove that there's always available option of Mizuyev in all cases, like Halva too. So where does Tosfos have the right to extrapolate to all situations? The answer is, once, that's what he got it from. Once you know that Loshavkis is enough to prove that there is a tainan on Mizuyev, it doesn't start separating between when you have it here, when you have it there. And therefore, going back to get as well, you'd still need to fall back on Aguna, otherwise you would have said Mizuyev by get as well, even though the Shafkas doesn't apply. Now, there is a kasha of the Maram, let's end with this. The Maram, then we have the other riot coming, but the Maram is a very interesting kasha, and then his answer leaves with another kasha, so it's not Pashat at all. But Chara is a question Pashat, in Pashat Pshat, in trying to pin down Tosfos. It sounds like Tosfos was going out of his way to show that there is an available taina of mezuyah for Beis Din to supply in the person's absence, right? Mezuyah. And that which Tosfos wanted to prove that it's possible to say tanina mezuyah is not just a mechamatana. It's by halvato, right? Tosfos tried to prove it with Shafkis. He says, no, but maybe we can tanya paraiti. Then he says, oh, but I'll prove it because of Mecha Matana. But at the end of the day, what did he prove? He proved that you always have the available taina of Mizuyev. Now, L'maisa, my nafkemina, asked the Maram. Because after all, if there always is for Beis Din the available taina paraiti, so like, what does Tosfos really need to gain here by showing that you have the option to taina Mizuyev? You always have paraiti anyway. The same way Tosfos says you don't have a raya of Loshavkis, because you can always defend the person Shlo b'fanav because of paraiti. So at the end of the day, what does Tosfos need to push so hard that there is a taina mezuyah available? I mean, you anyway have the paraiti taina. So like, what does it really matter? You almost have to try to find a nafkamina that paraiti would not be available for Beis Din, and yet we can always defend him Shlo b'fanav with mezuyah. So what case would that be? So the Maram found the case. What case? What case? No? No, no, no. Well, no, no. What case? What case could paraiti not work? Babasa dafe, no? Babasa dafe. Tosmana. Ain't other paraya tosmana. No, no. It's not going to be helpful. Do you see why? Ain't other paraya tosmana. So paraiti, you're not believed. Chazaka, a person does not prepay. So wait a second. So then what? So then you don't have the option of paraiti. Then Tosfos needed to prove that you have the option of mezuyah. But then ask the Rashash. Ask me the Rashash's kasha. No. So then what did Tosfos have to jump ship to what situation to prove a l'shavkis from where? From shtar mecha shtar matana. What should Tosfos prove? Anyone is going to pull out a star that's going to be the date being tochazman and collect. And now there's no option of paraiti. So prove the Loshavkis from the case of Tosmano. You can't have it both ways. He wants to say that you need to know that there's an option of Tanis Mizuyev where paraiti doesn't work. So when would that be, Tosmano? So then prove that you can Tanis Mizuyev from the case of a person coming with a forged star. That's Tosmano. So what do you gain? Then you don't need to come to Mecha Matan. Okay, this has to, you have to chazer this a little bit, right? A little bit. Okay. Okay, this is part one of Tosfos. What's coming up? A second raya, and then a kasha, and a more cheshbonos at the end of Tosfos, and then other rishonim who weigh in on the very issue to begin with about get. Right? That's after that. Right? And then the Rambam maybe wait for that. But meanwhile, we have to get through this Tosfos slowly and carefully, right? I hope that it's clearer than it was before, an hour or some ago, maybe, hopefully. You haven't given up yet. No one's giving up, right? Okay, questions. But no, go. Yeah.
Some of my questions.
That's the question. That's it.
We go. No, okay, I'm saying because Tosfos right now just gave you the answer being... There is a scenario in which he can't
but if shot from our brain. Right, so then why do Tosfos have to jump to Mecha Matanot with a Loshafkis? Being a Loshafkis from the case of Tosnana. That's a Loshafkis.
So why is that a question?
No, because you don't have to go to a whole new... the same way there's no Paraiti Mecha Matanot, there's no Paraiti Tosnana. So then say every person's going to sign a star and collect Tosnana from the person.
So the question is, the
Loshafkis should be proven from the very same case of Hava. And then... Okay, good. Sweating a little bit, it's good.
Even with the new AC.
What?
Even with the new air conditioning that we showed it?
Better, it's better.
Much better.
Maybe just imagine what it would have been without the AC.
Bring this down, ready?
This is great.
So this is going to be a good thing.